A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. So good to have these three women with me this week. Shauna Scott-Bellicomo is here, the former president of the Women's State Legislative Council and past president of the Utah Women's Lobby. How are you, Shauna?
Great. How are you this morning?
Good. Good to see you. Lisa Walker is here, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
And it's a pleasure to welcome Christine Cook Fairbanks to the show, Education Policy Fellow at the Sutherland Institute. Hello, Christine.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's so good to see you, too. I have a bunch of different things I want to talk about today, but I guess I want to start with this because it's been so much in the news this week. Can we talk about the protests on college campuses? I should disclose to our audience, we're pre-recording this on Thursday of this week, which is graduation day for the University of Utah and UVU and Utah State. And we did see some protesting here at the University of Utah, some peaceful protesting at Utah State, but nothing like what we saw at UCLA and Columbia, where the police had to go in and break up encampments and arrest hundreds of students. As of this morning, I read that there have been arrests on 25 campuses in 21 cities. So, Lisa, may I start with you? Speak to me about these protests and also the police or the community response to them, if you like.
Yeah, so I didn't get to follow them super closely due to my schedule, but what I do know, or what I did see on the news, was the stress to the protesters that a peaceful protest is lawful, but an encampment is not. Like, yes, remove the tents. You cannot camp here. You cannot camp for the night. You can peacefully protest, which I thought was good. I shouldn't laugh at any of it, right? But I kind of chuckled when I saw the police officer walking towards them. And instead of having anybody, you know, on the megaphone saying, they had like a pre-recorded message that was going. It reminded me of like, whatever, being at an amusement park when they're like, you know, please keep your hands and arms inside, right? And it was just on repeat. And I thought that was good. I thought it was a great way to handle it because there was no tone inference, right? It stayed the same. They didn't miss anything. They 100% got the message out, and it was just on repeat, just looping over and over. I liked the countdown. You've got X amount of time to leave. Now you've got X amount of time. Now you've got X amount of time. So I thought that the response to it, I thought that was really good. It's surprising that the very thing that we're trying to teach in college, how to speak to one another, how to resolve conflict with words and in a very civil manner, is not what is being done in these protests on these places of education.
That's interesting.
That's kind of my thoughts on it.
Speak to me about this, Christine.
Protests are, you know, obviously protected even for obnoxious or reprehensible views in your own opinion. But they can be tricky because they often include examples of extreme behavior. And obviously the upper limit there is unlawful behavior is not allowed. And the rule of law is important. It has to exist. I think, you know, you kind of have to ask yourself some of these questions, which Lisa mentioned too, but, you know, what is the main purpose of a campus? Obviously, a public school campus is a place where speech is protected. That is a purpose of a campus, but the main purpose of a campus is to be a learning institution. And so in terms of priorities and what you need to protect and what you need to advance there, I think at some point, you know, ranking that high is important. It is interesting because I have friends that have all kinds of opinions on these protests. And I saw, and I don't know if it was a satirical take on it, but it certainly felt that way. But somebody posted this headline saying, "School allows protests so long as it's quiet and ineffective." And so from their perspective, they were saying, oh, the rules are to make it so that it can't be effective. And I think that's an interesting running theme I'm seeing. Like, you have to almost get to this place of extreme behavior for people to take you seriously. I think it might be just the opposite, you know? I mean, you kind of, if you're trying to push that you have the moral high ground, but you're doing things that make your whole message look bad, you might lose credibility. So it's kind of just a tricky thing on all sides there.
But then I've heard, Shauna, that protests are the tool of the powerless. So, you know, I wonder whether we should take that into account. But speak to me about this.
I agree with Christine in some aspects. I feel like the protest in and of itself has a message where the students want to be heard. And that's basically they're against war. They don't like war. I don't feel like it ever started off as being anti-discriminatory, but I think as the protest moves on, other extremist people have joined, or as one of the students pointed out, I think in California, a Jewish student who was being interviewed said, I don't even know who these people are. I've never seen them before on campus. They're not students that attend here that started the fighting. And I think we saw that during COVID. We saw that in Black Lives Matter, where other extremist people joined these groups, try to disrupt them and make it look like they become violent. And then their message becomes, you know, diluted. People don't pay attention to it. But I think in general that happens as protests go on, and that they need to find another way to get their message out. I do like the fact that they have brought out recently, because I started researching this, just the fact that they want the universities and the endowment funds to divest their monies and not be so invested in defense contractors. And I had not realized that was so prevalent. As a matter of fact, I know, let's say in Texas, I believe one of the universities has a defense contractors day at their university named, because it's become so popular for that defense contractor to show up and then try to recruit students. And so again, that also goes against the philosophy and the teachings of the university to go out in the world and be a peacemaker. And so it does become a moral issue. And I think the protest is bringing up a very good point that unfortunately is not being addressed that much in the media. And because they were immediately attacked at the beginning, stating they were anti-Semitic, instead of trying to just place, room for diverse opinions.
Yes, that's such an important point. In fact, I might want to pick it up there for just a moment on the backside. Let me take a break, and I'll be right back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.